The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the second chapter.
And we are going to read it together. One Sabbath, he was going through the green fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to plant heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful of the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read that David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and he gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for humankind, and not humankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, I have a question. Have you ever spoiled something good with bad rules? I did, unfortunately. Perhaps you lost a friendship or relationship by how you demanded the other person to act. Maybe you had a great relationship with God, but then you depend on the rules. Honestly, religious rules have a way of spoiling life. Today's gospel is a story of well-meaning religious people ruining God's gift of Sabbath. For the Israelites, Sabbath lasted from Friday evening to Saturday evening. And during that time, they could not do anything. But you know what happened? The Pharisees ruined the Sabbath with bad rules. The Pharisees did not understand why Jesus did what he did. They tried to control him. They thought they found a way when his disciples picked grain on the Sabbath. But they were not harvesting, because harvest happens when you take the sickle of the field and experience intense work. According to the Old Testament law, what the disciples were doing was acceptable. Deuteronomy chapter 23 says, "And when you walk through the ripe grain of your neighbor, you may pick the heads of grain, but you may not swing your sickle there." So the Pharisees were professional legalists who reduced belief in God to a list, a long list of do's and don'ts. When Sabbath is about what we cannot do, we have missed the point. So, what is Sabbath? Sabbath is a rest day. Listen what Deuteronomy chapter 5 says. "No working on the Sabbath. Keep it holy, just as your God commanded you." And if you notice, and I hope you did, it is not an advice. It is a command. In today's gospel, Jesus challenges those religious leaders who were more interested in rules than the heart. Jesus taught this truth. Sabbath rest is for our good and the good of others. Because the disciples are hungry, in their way to synagogue, they pick grain as they walk through a wheat field and eat it. The Pharisees saw that and asked Jesus, why does he let his followers break Sabbath laws? Jesus answered them, really? Haven't you ever read what David did when he was hungry along with those who were with him? How he entered the sanctuary and ate fresh bread off the altar with the chief priest right there watching and handed it out to his companions? Then Jesus also said, the Sabbath was made to serve us. We were not made to serve the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. My dear brother and sister, the beauty of Sabbath includes rest, worship, and study. But the Pharisees were so worried about breaking Sabbath law that they really could not rest or worship for fear of breaking a rule. They had forgotten to keep it holy. Their definition of Sabbath and God's intention for it were not exactly the same thing. Let me illustrate what I'm trying to say with this example. Have you ever found yourself in a long line of cars behind a slow driver? I am a slow driver. I need to admit that. So, a driver who decides not to run according to the speed limit but 3 miles under it, in a day that you are in a hurry because you are almost late to an appointment, and the line of cars behind this driver keep getting longer and longer. I don't know how a driver decided to stay below the legal speed limit when the way in front is clear. That the people behind the driver is not following the driver by choice, but out of necessity. The driver is seen as an obstacle by others. And that is exactly what Jesus was saying to these Pharisees. You are an obstacle to what God intended for a true Sabbath experience. You are not letting the Spirit flow in the speed and direction it needs to go because you are so bound up in legalism. The Sabbath was made for people, not the other way around. My dear siblings, let's put Sabbath in its place. So how do we observe Sabbath in a way that honors God and sets aside time for rest and worship? How can we keep Sabbath in its rightful place and as a source of joyful refreshment for our spirits? How can we pass the beauty of God's intention about Sabbath to our next generations? What are the rules and the routines that we keep as an unwritten law that prevent us from traveling freely at the speed and in the direction the Spirit wants to lead us? Sunday is our place apart. In the noisy din of a busy week, a little oasis in the desert of a workaday world. I make no judgments as to what is right or wrong on Sunday for you, but I will say this. Judgments must be made. I leave them to you to ponder, to discuss, to lift up to the Lord in prayer. We can rejoice that Jesus taught that the Sabbath was made for you and me, and not you and me for the Sabbath. But at the same time, keep it holy as the Lord your God commanded you. Sunday is the most joyful hour of the week. If it's not, you, my brother and sister, have a little problem to resolve. Because what you think, feel, and decide will be passed to the next generation. Last year, during my vacation time, we decided just to stay in Missouri. We were worshiping two Sundays in a small congregation close to our home. It was very interesting to discover that this congregation was full with Russian people and Ukraine people. These two people worshiping together. It was a very nice experience. Seeing people of all ages be part of different choir groups and even playing different instruments since the little one was a joy. During the fellowship time, out of my curiosity, I asked about when the Sunday school happens and when these old choirs rehearse. The answer was, oh, we have Sunday school on Sunday's afternoon. And we rehearse, all of us, on Fridays. I couldn't avoid to ask, what happens if some children and youth cannot make it? Because a game, a practice, or whatever other activity that prevent them to attend. This young lady responded to me with some kind of these words. I'm not saying exactly what she said, but it's the same meaning. She said, I am so grateful my parents taught me that God is first. And this is what we have learned here too, and practice it in our lives. We cannot commit to practice in any other day of the week, but not on Sunday. So we can commit to practice in any other day of the week, but not on Fridays and Sundays. There is not regret, but joy that we are doing that way. And you know what? I could see the joy in all of them while I was there. 2 hours worship service each time, every Sunday. Perhaps some children struggle with that when a sport they love to practice crosses with their spiritual commitments. But I guess they learn, live, and experience the joy to put God first in their lives. And they are communicating that, and I saw it while I was there. And no doubt, we also do that here. We put God first because we love Him. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your salvation, your guidance, your love, your mercy, your care every day. We cannot go without you. We need you in our lives. Let us always remember that you are first. In Jesus' name, amen.